are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
After 23 years, you know, getting older, maybe to sell. I didn't want to sell, but I said, well, it's okay if I sell because I know I'm just a steward of it. I don't own anything. It's just a gift to God. But I said, I want to know you're in it. I'm not going to go into the details. But at the 11th hour, I'm telling you, it was 1 minute to midnight, mm-hmm. and just patiently waited for the Lord and got a whole lot more because of delays that went wrong with piping, delays that went wrong with termites, whatever it was. And you know, my wife said, it seems like something's keeping us from selling the house. And it delayed us 6 months, and that 6 months made us double what we would have made 6 months earlier. So I won't go into details, but the hand of the Lord, you know. So whatever you're going through, folks, be patient. Now, there are times when he says no.
There are, and you better be obedient, because in the book of 2 Samuel, it says obedience is better than sacrifice.
I was first place vocalist in Nashville's Music City Song Festival. I almost signed to Liberty Records, almost signed to Columbia Records. It's a long story. It all fell apart, and then I went away from Nashville and came here. Well, you know what? I look back now and I go, wow, is the no really love? God loved me so much that he didn't let me become famous in the country music, because you know what? You know, you're saddled into that thing. You got to travel from town to town. Every day you wake up in a new place. And
yeah, it's not stable.
Life is about small towns where you know the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. It's worth more than making millions and millions of dollars, right?
Yeah, there's still voids. With all that money, people still have voids. I was making all that money, Rhett, and you know what? I kept looking behind my back to say who was coming. I was never at peace. God knows that. He says it in the Bible, that there's no rest for the wicked. There is not. You know, and so anyway, I wanted to keep going on with the story that now everything is behind me. And so it's full speed ahead for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow. Now, hold on. Now, you went from making millions of dollars a year annually and the cartel. Now, what are you doing? You're making a piddly amount.
I'm literally laughing at my paycheck because there's not enough zeros on it. You know?
But you know what?
But it's a gift to God.
I would rather have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich Lord than stuff drizzled from a fancy schmancy white linen. Now, I like white linen, and I like it nice, you know, but you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I totally agree. So, you know, once the Bible says, come and taste, see how good the Lord is. Mm. So I did that, and I went full speed ahead for Jesus Christ. Right? I became an usher at the church. I ran the men's group. I went ahead and jumped into service. I jumped in full speed. My wife and I used to pack our van and go down, and we preached at the same jail I was in for 5 years.
No.
At Cook County Jail in
Isn't
Chicago.
Isn't that wonderful? Yes.
We went back and preached there. That's where I learned how to preach way back in the day. That was in the, mid-90s. And so,
well, there's something precious.
Yes,
because Jesus said, "You fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, visited me in prison." And I actually got a calling from God. I was only 6 months into the Lord, born again. I went into a prison on a Sunday morning before I went over to this local Calvary Chapel to sing, and I was singing to these six prisoners. And something happened. I'm not going to go into details, but let's just put it this way. I've been anointed by God, not man.
Exactly.
And that's between he and I, and I know that I know that I know that I know that I know it. And it's funny, later on in life, it's so kind of thick-headed, like I realized just a few years ago. I mean, I've been with the Lord 40 years, and went, oh, yeah, you called me when I was in the prison. Well, of course, that's what he's all about.
Exactly. Come as you are. It's what the Bible says. Come as you are. Give me all your imperfections. Give me everything that you have.
Ain't it time you came home to Jesus. Weary traveler, oh, so lone. Only he can pick up the pieces. Only Jesus knows the way back home.
Amen.
Come home, come home. He's the name above all names.
Above.
Come home, come home. Those who call on him, they shall be saved. Mm. Song I wrote a few years back.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. God gave me that. So come home to Jesus, folks. He's got open arms for you. He'll love you.
Oh, he sure does. The ground around the cross is level. There's room there for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. You know, it doesn't matter. We're in a situation where we are all thinking too small. We have such a big God that people need to read in the Bible that the earth is his footstool. You know?
Dr. Shuler used to say, have a dream that's impossible to come to pass unless God helps you to do it.
Exactly.
And you know what I heard recently that I forgot about? Do you know that it says in the scriptures, it was like the gift of healing, these other things? I forgot it 30 years gone by. And it says, want these, ask for them. You mean I can ask to have the gift to heal in your name? Yes. I can ask to have this? It says to ask for those.
The same thing that rose Jesus from the tomb. We have it in us.
Well, there's a guy down in Fort Pierce, supposedly. He prays with deaf people, and they hear.
Amen.
I know one guy from Fort Pierce, Mr. Wrench. He came up and prayed for my wife when she had cancer. So I won't go into all the details. He came there when I prayed for her and said, now she's healed.
James Wrench.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I sat in one of his
classes.
And listen
to this. My dad was killed the day before my fifth birthday. I never met the guy before this. Didn't know him from Adam. I just knew he worked on race cars as a mechanic, and his name is Wrench. Isn't that funny?
It is.
So he comes up in the middle of the night. It's a dark, rainy night. She's got cancer. Oh, it's a horror. And he takes me downstairs afterwards. He says, the Lord is telling me to hug you like a father. I thought, is this guy gay or something, you know? And so he's going to hug me, and then I thought about it. He didn't know me from Adam. I didn't know him. He didn't know that my father was killed in a car accident the day before my fifth birthday. He didn't know that I had an abusive stepfather. He didn't know that I never knew what a hug was. Nobody ever hugged me growing up. Nobody ever touched me.
Wow.
Nobody ever read a story to me. Nothing. And he says, God told me to hug you like a father. I could cry right now thinking about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So isn't God good?
God is so good. You know, when I was working too, Rhett, the Holy Spirit led in my heart. The company was in a very, very commercial neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
a lot of businesses there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord had me open up a service at a church I was not a member of. I went there, and I told them I had a vision from the Lord to open up a lunch at the master's table. So what I would do, I would run for my job at lunchtime. I've been given the key to the church, and for about 3.5 years, I would preach from 12 to 1. People would come, bring their lunches there, and you know what the people were telling me? You know, we don't go to church on Sunday, but we come here to hear you. So Lord has a way. You know, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not ours.
Well, look at the people that own Cafe Rio. Yeah. They were going to open up a church in South America. The Lord said, no, open up a coffee shop because some people won't go through a church, but they'll go to a coffee shop.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You at a church and you call a prayer meeting, nobody comes. But if you call a prayer meeting and you have food, then people come. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Come on, you know?
I used to do my show live.
Okay.
And we supplied donuts and coffee.
You had to throw the bait out there.
The fire department came to the movie theater and said, you're up to capacity. I remember I had this astronaut, Al Warden from Apollo 15. He was on my show, man. He said, hey, no more people are sitting in the steps. In the movie theater. Anyway, but yeah, you give them coffee and they'll come out. But you know what? That's what we did in Albany, New York. We used to have a place, I forget what they call it. And I guess I preached there. It's all vague to me now, but I'm pretty sure I preached there when I was younger. But they would come in, they would give, the bums, the people are homeless, whatever it is, drug addicted. But they would all come in and they had to sit there for like 10 minutes and hear the preaching. And then food came.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So they got the promise of being fed, but you had to be fed the word of God first.
Right, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, you know, right now what I'm doing is absolutely incredible. My wife and I moved down here about 3 years ago from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I want to just give a really quick shout, a testimony. When we put our house up for sale, little did we know after praying fervently for it to sell, It was, the house was put on the MLS on Tuesday. By Thursday, we had 40 viewings in the books.
40.
By Saturday, we had 60. They had to make the intervals 10 minutes instead of 15, 20.
Well, I hope you upped the price.
Yeah, we did.
What the market will bear.
We got 15 grand more than we asked for. Anyway, the neighbors are calling me, hey, we can't get in our driveway. What in the world is going on here? You know, by Sunday, Brett, when we called our realtor up there, we were down here already, we had 11 bids, and we were able to cherry pick the one that we know was
like
ready.
Cash deal
or, you know, they had everything they needed to make it
happen.
The higher price, and it just was incredible. But anyways, and we've been down here. We said, oh, you know, my wife and I are both pastors. We wanted to retire. And all of a sudden, we've been refired by God. We've been preaching at the Indian River County Jail for a year and a half now under Chaplain Louis Troff, incredible man of God.
He's got a great sense of humor, that Louis.
He does. He really does. And then
I ticked him off one time on Facebook. Tell him he needs to forgive me, but he got saved because of his cat. Did you ever hear that story?
Yes, I did. I heard it.
I should get Louis in here.
Yeah.
Again, he used to come in.
Yeah. But anyway, I also wanted to say that my wife and I go to Visionary Church in Stuart.
Yes.
We're ordained pastor.
Yes.
But that church has a dynamo pastor, and she is Pastor Lynn Berletta, who has ran that church incredibly. The freedom of the Holy Spirit there is incredible. Plus, what we love also, the reason why we're there, she is involved with Florida Faith Alliance. She is the CEO and founder.
Saving children.
Saving children.
Who are being sexually, whatever it is.
Trafficked.
Trafficked.
Yes. Yes.
So listen, if people want it, we're about out of time today. John 3:16.
Yes.
Says.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. People, listen carefully, the meaning of what love is all about.
Yeah, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whomsoever shall call upon his name
shall
live and not die.
Die, correct.
All right, so Tony, we are out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning from Joe Rogan, though, that I want to change after 31 years of doing this. The great thing about Joe Rogan is people come and sit down, and it's not over till it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to start doing around here. We're going to make it go on, because you and I could sit here for 3 hours. Promise me you'll come back.
Anytime you want.
I bless you in the name of Jesus, Tony.
Thank you.
Bless
thank you,
and
right.
Thank you for coming in here.
Thank
okay?
you.
And folks, call upon the name of Jesus, and
yes.
you shall be saved. Hey, this is Rhett Palmer. It's a new day if you want it to be.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
When darkness wrecks me, who will protect me? When my fear shakes me, who holds me steady? I'm bruised and battered, Lord, I surrender. I'm tired of fighting, be my defender.